Spotlight. Hear directly from your favorite artists in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and across the world. The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio. The Spotlight.
With no further. He's right here with me. Pretty yes, Boy P-Soul yeah. in the studio with me today. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Great, great. Awesome.
That was a lot of monologue earlier, though. My intro was like, Jesus, get right to it, Steven. Get right to the point. Listen, I've got a lot of questions, and most of the questions are just natural. There is no rocket science. You don't need a dictionary. You don't need to call a friend.
I don't need a chat GPT.
You don't need chat GPT. You don't need anything. But let's talk about your music. I want to congratulate you because your new album is out right now.
Yeah.
You know, Closure. Before we get to the album, I'd like to talk more about you. Please go ahead. Just a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sure. Yeah, my name is Pretty Boy Piso. Most people know me. My real name is Precious yeah. Usman. I am Nigerian from the South, and make music. I'm a music producer, a songwriter, and an artist. And yeah, that's just me.
How do you incorporate recording yourself, producing your own sound, and coming up with, like, you know, engineering your own tracks yourself?
The thing is, I actually already have I played the piano like when I was like really younger. Yeah. So I already have music idea, you know, like apart from writing songs and singing.
Yeah.
And if you come from a place where like music is like very expensive to make, you just have to, you know, because being an independent artist, you try as much as possible to save costs. So like, just have to like learn.
Yeah.
So like, okay, I can actually do this. I can actually make a beat. Okay. Yeah. I can actually record myself. Yeah. I can actually mix. So I started with, you know, recording myself from mixing, then started making beats. And I was like, okay, because I have other producers that, you know, listen to my beats and mix and like, oh, it's good, but it could get better. Like, you know, with time I got better, and I still, you know, have other producers that work with me, but I could do it by myself. But, you know, I still sometimes, you know, try to make it, you know, more dynamic with different tastes. So yeah.
Why not drop a mixtape rather than the album?
For artists like me, I'm going to use myself as an example that produces their own song and have a studio at home. It's just like really easy. You can just make you can make 5 songs in a day.
Yeah.
So sometimes you want to, you know, create a body of art, you know, like, it's like I've never actually released a mixtape. I've only done like, my album is actually an EP.
Yeah.
It's not like an album, like it's actually you know, categorized
extended
under
play.
EP. So you want to have a body of work, like, okay, I want to have this certain theme. I want the songs to be like have this kind of feeling. So when you listen to this album, there's a theme driving the album. Like, there's an inspiration from the album overall body of work. Yeah. But some people like, you know, like to do a mixtape. Why some people like, you know what, once in a while, let me just drop an album and just, you know, so I could, or I just want to just give people this song. Like, I'm keeping the song too much and, you know, nope, the song is not going to listen to itself. So let me just put it out there. But an artist like me that I have like, I think I'm going to have close to 2,000 songs. I know, bragging, like, so it's just there wasting. So
unfinished.
Like, I can literally do a 20 song album.
Yeah.
But, you know, let me just push it, like, you know, so let me just, just share it. And even if I have doubts, like, is this song actually nice? Like, oh yeah, sure. You're not the one listening to the song. Other people are actually going to love it. You're going to be amazed how much people love the songs that you don't even think they're going to love. So
is there any special feature on the album that you want to talk about?
The album was, I actually didn't have any collaborations on the album because I just wanted to, you know, I was in this, in a phase of my life where I was like, you know what, I need to just, I want to do this alone. I just want to, you know, make art, you know. I didn't need any collaboration. Like, my previous album that came out 2022, I had like 3 collaborations. But this one, I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know, just do it by myself. There was no feature. But like, the songs there, the album, because the thing about me making music is that I have critics, I have friends that criticize whatever my art and tell me, okay, this is, this was good, this was not good, this was not, and when they tell me this was good, I actually believe them, because I think it's 50-50. Like, most of the time I'm gonna be like, nah, this was like, nah, I don't like that vibe, I don't like that vibe. And there are people that are actually, you know, I actually admire their judgment and their opinion on my art. I'm like, oh, you did good. So they were like, bro, your pen game this time around was crazy. You know, the production was crazy, because I produced the album myself. I also worked with one or two producers that mixed and mastered the song. You're like, your album, the pen game was crazy. The beat was like crazy. Yeah. Like, you went hard. And okay, this song is my favorite. This song is my favorite. So like, oh, these guys are actually the people that don't sugarcoat anything to me. Like, they don't. Like, literally, my best friend doesn't. He sent me like 10 voice notes when he heard the album. Was like, he told me the parts like I should have improved on.
Yeah.
Other parts were like, bro, you have really grown in from like your last album to this recent album. You've actually grown a lot in your production, in your lyrics. Even if like, okay, this part, this song, you should have, you know, probably done better. But like, overall, you did great. Yeah. So, yeah, the album is a 6-track album, and yeah, it's just. I think what I love about the album is the fact that it's very it's dynamic, you know. They're like, how would I put it, there's not just one pattern or one style.
And I will tell you this, to be honest with you, like, you know, you are one artist that drop an album without no feature. How did you do that?
I actually just wanted to do the album by myself this time around, because I think collaboration is very vital these days, you know, like, because it gives you more exposure, you know, and it's, you know, the market and stuff, and it brings different flavors into the music. But I just wanted to just drop this album, like, okay, let me just do this myself, because my first album, I had collaborations, I had rappers from different parts of the world in it, you know. It was actually good. But this time around, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna collaborate with sound engineers to make the album.
Is that why you called it Closure?
Yes.
That's the title of the album, just in case you're wondering what we're talking about. But you are really spectacular in the sense that you are today's artist that drop an album without a feature. You know, the last artist from Nigeria that drop an album without a feature, I don't know who that is.
The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio. The Spotlight, we talk reality.
How do you stand out different as an Afrobeat artist?
Yeah, that's awesome question. Because initially, when I started music back when I was younger, I was not doing Afrobeat, you know.
Jay-Z rap.
My first song was 2010. That's my first recorded song.
Yeah.
That was 2010. So then Afrobeat was not like, I think then it was time of Terry G, you know, when Terry G time, when MI came out, MI's first album. That time Afrobeat was not like what it is now, you know.
Yeah,
I think it was more of like dance, like, you know, and
Kolomenta.
no, Kolomenta is like very low. Kolomenta is like 2006, 2005. No, that's so. And then there was a phase of rap, right?
Yeah,
you know, there was a phase.
There
of
was
where,
a phase when Rugged Man.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
And when MI came out too.
Yeah.
So rap, hip hop was like crazy. Yeah. MI, Vector, GC Jazz.
I listened to Mode 9 a lot. Like,
yeah. I think I actually listened to Mode 9 on my way here.
Mode 9. That was, shout out to Mode 9.
Yeah, shout out to Mode 9. So I started with R&B. I've always been an R&B singer, like always. You can actually hear it from my music, you know. But as much as I, you know, did Afrobeat, I also tried to be more versatile. Like, I want my music to be appealing to almost everyone. I want everyone to be able to relate to it. So me standing out is me, like, you know, being like an Afrobeat artist, and also being an Arabian artist, because I can, you know, I try to, you know, express my music in different genres. I can actually do Afro beats. I could do hip hop. I do hip hop. My previous album, I had a lot of hip hop songs, soul, R&B. So when you're listening to my album, you're having different. It's like a collection of different vibes, not just one.
The Spotlight. Hear directly from your favorite artist in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and across the world. The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio.
what is something you want to tell your fans, new fans, new followers about you, apart from your music?
I'm going to say, like, just explore. Like, music is, like, my number one, like, something I was born to do, I know. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing I do.
Yeah.
I studied civil engineering. I have a degree in civil engineering. But I learned a lot. Like, you know, producing music is a different thing on its own. I do photography as well.
Yeah.
I do cinematography. I do videography. I do a lot of things.
You do backflips, music videos.
I do just learn, you know, like just explore. And like I said, because you're good at something, I'm good at music, doing music, I can write songs and produce. Doesn't mean that that's the only thing I'm going to do. I explore other things.
You dance as well?
I started with dancing. I used to be a very good dancer when I was break younger. Dancing. Yes.
You look like a break dancer. People want to see you during the release party. Are we going to see something like a dancing?
Yeah, I'm going to do strip dance. I'm going to do a backflip. Hopefully, I don't end up in a hospital.
You need an insurance for a backflip.
I have a special insurance for backflips.
For backflips.
Just backflips.
Spotlight. Hear directly from your favorite artist in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and across the world. The Spotlight on 85.5 Masterclass Radio. The Spotlight. We talk reality.
At what point do you see your music commercially public enough?
It's, you know, if you've been doing this for a long time, like I have, it's, you know, sometimes it's like a burden, because doing music is actually is something that actually takes a lot of time, takes a lot of passion, and takes a lot of consistency. You have to be passionate about it, because if you are not like really like, okay, I want to do this, like, you know, because there's a lot of people that actually started music with together, like they're all stopped. Even the ones that started after I started, they've like, this is not my thing. So, like, you know, doing the music, like, you listen to yourself sometimes, you compare it to the, like, okay, this song is topping the chart, and like, okay, I want to listen to my sound and listen to other people sound, like, I can actually do better than most of these popular people. I think it's time for me to, like, you know, put in more work. I've been sleeping on myself, and I think I really need to, you know, do everything possible to be out there. So,
You know, you can identify Bojo away from Davido in any song, anytime. You can identify Rema. You can identify a lot. Do you have a signature to your voice and the way you want to be presenting your music, so people can look at that and be like, that is Pretty Boy P. Soul right there?
Yeah, you know? Definitely I do. I have signatures.
Yeah.
Even if some of them are not, like, you know, out right now, but I have, like, things I would do. They have, like, you know, stage performances I would like to have. I like the way I'm going to dress, branding and everything. Like, definitely I do.
Yeah.
To make me, like, you know, stand out from every other artist.
And your album is out right now. And I believe there's going to be a lot of clues. There's going to be a lot of signatures on that album.
Yes, sir.
What is something special? Why do you feel like it is time for me to pull out Closure to public right now?
Closure, the album was actually, this is my second album, my second studio album. It just always starts with a single, like, oh, this is a nice song. Oh, I actually have two nice songs. Oh, I actually have three. It sounds good. Okay, why don't I do an album?
Yeah.
So, like, Closure was like, I was supposed to release the album in March.
Yeah.
Like, I think 3 months ago. But I was like, you know what? I need to drop the song. This song has been ready, like, for like 2 months already. Like, they've been like cooked and there. Like, you know what? I need to put this song out. I need to, you know, do something. Like, you know, time wastes. You know, it's like, you know, it's not on our side. So,
yes,
like, you know, I need to drop this album, and I want people to enjoy the music and also enjoy it the way I enjoy it. Because if I don't like a song, I don't release it.
That's right.
That's what stops me from releasing a lot of songs. I have to love the song, and I have to, you know, still get, you know, have other people listen to it as well. Like, oh, and wow, this song is good. And okay, let me put it out. So, like, I have to, like, literally.
So you feel you have, like, quality songs in there that you believe?
Yes.
And I've listened to Priest songs in that album, and I'm like, boy,
fire.
Look at Burna Boy. When you look at Wizkid, and that is the path you are going as well.
Yeah.
When you look at Davido, there is something crazy with these guys. It's like they get the most crazy outfit just to stand out differently. You know, but do you see that as part of creativity, or that is part of that public figure I'm talking about?
Yeah. It makes the balance, because people are going to love your music and also love your lifestyle. They want to read about you.
Yeah.
There's a news about you, not just your music.
Yeah.
Because the music can only sustain you halfway, you know. Yeah. Lifestyle is also what, you know, keeps the balance and the drama and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, your dressing, the way you dress, you know, it's all about, you know, not just your music, your lifestyle. Yeah. You know, you have to be like, there's something that should be unique about you, because everybody does music. So what is what separates you from the other artists? Like, there has to be some kind of uniqueness, you know.
Do you see yourself as a public figure?
I see myself as someone that makes art, that enjoys art, and likes to share my art to people. Like, because when I make music, like when whatever you're hearing, from the melodies to the lyrics, you're actually hearing my essence. That's me into the music. So when I'm recording, if you listen to a song I did, that's like, you know, it's art. So so I wouldn't say I'm a public figure, but I'm just someone that makes art that people can relate to and people vibe with. So I think I'm gonna be there soon. I don't think I'm there yet, but I, like, you know, I'm close.
Personally, I look three components in every album.
Yeah.
Any song for the ladies, any song for the street hustlers, any song for mom or dads. Is there any special thing you want to dedicate to any of those
the
guys?
The first track is for the ladies. It's called Waiting. It's for the ladies. Ladies, that is your track. The second track is still kind of like for the ladies. It's like me trying to tell you, like, I want to be close to you, like closure, you know. The third track is like a bragging track, you know. It's like for the hustlers,
street,
like, you know,
credibility.
Back when. And the fourth track is just still for the ladies too. Like, Shito is for the ladies, and the fifth track is for the ladies. Let me hold
it's
you
a ladies,
it's for
the ladies already. Ladies.
Then the last track is for everybody. It's for the dad, it's for the mom, it's for the kids trying to, you know, make their parents proud. It's for the people hustling. It's for everyone that is trying to be something, that's shine.
Yeah.
It's for everyone that wants to, you know, achieve something. It's for everyone that, you know, is coming from a place where they're like, you know, I need to make it, I need to get there, and I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
So it's all encompassing. The album has everything. So
I like what I heard so far. Yeah. And a lot of ladies gonna love that. Maybe that's why they call you Pretty Boy or Piso.
Yes.
You know, but I love the fact that you arrange this component, and I'm looking forward to hear more, and I want to see that in person. You know what? Thank you, Pretty Boy. Piso.
Thank you.
Really appreciate the fact that we get a link up, and I want to wish you, I want to be one of the first or one of the millions or hundreds of people to say congratulations once again and good luck. And I hope this album is not just the sky is the limit. No, it's beyond limit.
Yes,
and
sir.
I can see that. And I can see that. I love the cover on the album. I love the graphics, closure.
Thank you. Thank
you very much. It's just the work of art is in there. You designed that yourself too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. Wow. I did. I took the photo. That photo was in 2020.
Yeah. Wow. You see, and it's coming back to reality.
Don't touch that dial.
You're locked in to 85.5 Masterclass Radio.
You know, it is a lot on your belt.
Yes.
Calgary, you hear that right here? We'll be seeing you all on the 28th.
Shout
February.
Out to Calgary. Shout out to YYC. Yeah. Shout out to Laurie Lounge. Shout out to everyone that's going to come for my show.
Big time.
Yeah, I'm going to put on a good show. You're going to have fun. We're going to have an after party too.
Afro
DJ Steven is going to be hitting. It's going to be spinning. So it's going to be like lit. I don't know how many of you have actually listened to him play, but he's like on a different level, and it's gonna be very, very fun. So see you Friday, June 28th.
We'll see you.
Laurie Lounge is gonna be massive.
We're dropping the album right there, and we got special prizes, special giveaway.
Yeah.
Please don't forget your wallet. Don't forget your phone.
Yes, sir. And it's there's no, like, I forgot to say, there's no gate fee.
There's no gate fee.
No gate fee. No gate fee.
come right, come prepared, come with just, your dance shoes.
Just come with your dancing shoes.
Come with an extra slippers if in case you need to get your groove on, and, you know. But please drive carefully. Don't drink and drive. We encourage